I just got off the phone with a client of mine who wanted some help. And the situation is that they've got stock coming in, higher stock, more stock than they've had in a long time. It's a prestige dealership. And the challenge they've got is the car that's coming in, the actual model of vehicle, is not what the inquiry is on. It's petrol compared to the hybrid is where all the inquiries are at. So we're going to be rolling out some programs called Selling What You Can See, Not Seeing What You Can Sell. Now, you're probably all over that, but what does that mean? It's a bit of a tongue twister. Well, selling what you can see is selling what's in stock compared to seeing what you can sell, which is just anything, whether it's in stock or out of stock. And they've got wait times that are 2, 3, 4 years on some of their vehicles. It's crazy. But the problem is, and it's very, very common, is that a lot of salespeople, most salespeople, in fact, that I've come across over many years of doing this, they're going off what the customer or guest asks for. So if a customer walks in and says, I want a hybrid, this is exactly the specifications that I want, the salesperson is taking them to that demonstrator to show them that car. And sometimes they've got to wait for a long, long time, as I mentioned. Whereas, how do you sell what you can see? Well, there's a couple of really good tips, but one of them, it's all down to your qualification. So as an example of that, years ago, I went with my partner at the time. She was looking for a vehicle, and all she wanted was an SUV that had a leather seats, a sunroof, and looked good. So really 4 things, that's it, all right? Now I went with her every time. We went to about 5 or 6 different dealerships. I must say, none of them were my client. It was in Sydney. And my question is, how many salespeople that we met do you think found out exactly what she wanted in a vehicle? That was all that was important. SUV, leather seats, sunroof, looks good. How many do you reckon found that out? 0. Why not? It was fascinating. Each and every salesperson, when we walked in, sometimes we were greeted by the receptionist, but when we met the salesperson, they asked Angie what car she was looking at. She would mention the car. The salesperson took us to the car and literally just went blah, 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 blah. Of course, there were some questions thrown in, but not many, and they certainly didn't find out what was really important to her. It actually turned into a prospecting exercise for me because I was just blown away. I actually ended up speaking to the dealer principals and got some business out of it. It was crazy. Now, on the opposite side of that, another client who's worked with us for quite some time now, his name's Chris, and it's a large used car operation. In Chris's office, he has a whiteboard, and on that whiteboard, he writes the percentage of customers or guests that have bought a different car to the car that they inquired on. So he wants to know on a regular basis what percentage of customers are coming in and buying a different car. The last time I saw that number, it was 46%. So that means pretty much half the people that are walking in on a specific vehicle usually are walking out with something else. So how does that happen? Well, that happens from a few different ways, but one is definitely the qualification. It's real salesmanship, isn't it? So that's one big part of it. And even though you might think your sales team are doing it well, in my experience, when somebody's clear on what they want, most salespeople, as I mentioned, take them to that vehicle or that product. So that's number one. There's other tips as well, but I want to keep this video short. If you want any additional assistance with this, please reach out. I'd be happy to have a conversation. Well, have an awesome day. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.